Okay, the parsha talks about smelling. Vayarech begadav vayivarcheil vayomar reich reich bnei kireich hasara. Yitzhak says that I smelled the smell of the field. Rashi says there was the smell of Gan Eden. So I thought we were talking about smelling in this shaila. Rav Silberstein says that there was once a Rav Adler gave a wonderful shir every night for the 8:30 Maariv Minyan. One night there was a new participant who would come to the shir. Who was this person? It was the local butcher. He would come home from work and I had to be able to stop off for the shir for Maariv. What happened was he wasn't able to shower. And every single time he would come to the shir, it would smell like a butcher shop, which doesn't have the best smell in the entire world. Rav Adler was barely able to make it through the shir due to this odor, and he couldn't do it on a nightly basis. What should the Rav do? Should he request that the butcher attend only once he goes home and showers? Or should he cancel the shir in order to not offend the butcher? What should Rav Adler do? So he asked Zorbasin. Zorbasin answers, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Yud Alef and Alef, brings down the case of that Rebbe was once giving a shir, and he smelled garlic from the mouth of one of his students. Rebbe requested in the story, that who, and he said out loud, whoever had eaten garlic should please leave. What happened was in the story, Rav Chia, one of the most top guys in the shir, Rav Chia got up, and he exited the room. After Rav Chia left the room, the Gemara ends off saying, the entire class actually left, followed him, and they left the room as well. The next morning, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, asked Rabbi Chia, are you the one who caused my father such aggravation? Are you the one that left? Are you the one who ate the garlic? Rabbi Chia answered, may such a thing never happen again in Klal Yisrael. Nothing should this ever happen again. So just to recap, Rebbe is giving the shir. He said, whoever's eating garlic should get up. Rabbi Chia was the one who got up. Everyone left. The next morning, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, asked, are you the one who caused my father such aggravation? Rashi actually explains a very interesting thing. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon was asking him, are you the one who caused my father such aggravation? Are you the one who could have eaten garlic before the shir? Rav Chia responded that he didn't. He wasn't the one. He only left the room because the real culprit, the real person who ate garlic, shouldn't be embarrassed at all. That's how Rashi explains it. Rav Chia answered back, may such a thing never happen again in Klal Yisrael's history. Rav Chia said, basically, I wasn't the one. I just went up. And so the real person who ate the garlic shouldn't be embarrassed. The Marsha asks on Rashi's explanation a great question. The Marsha asks, if everyone left the room, it was clear that Rav Chia had not been the true culprit. And Rav Shimon would not have asked such this question. So clearly Rav Shimon was asking Rav Chia another question. So what was Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, really asking Rav Chia? It says in the Marsha, Rabbi Shimon was really asking Rav Chia, how could you disturb the entire shir by causing everyone to follow you out of the room? And you want to know what Rav Chia answered back to the Marsha? Rav Chia said, although terminating the shir is a very serious responsibility, to embarrass another Jew, that should never happen again in Klal Yisrael's history. That's what Rav Chia says, that should never happen again in Klal Yisrael's history. It was worth it to finish the shir, not to embarrass another Jew. Says Rav Zerberstein, it would seem that really Rav Adler's next step is all tolerated, it's all dependent on the difference of opinion between Rebbe and Rav Chia. Rebbe felt it was preferable to just ask the Talmud to leave and not disrupt the shir. The Talmud Torah is more important. Rabbi Chia held it was better to keep the Talmud's dignity, even if it meant disturbing the shir, even if that caused everyone to leave. That's Rav Zorbersin's Havamina. But then he says, however, it's likely that in our case, both Rabbi and Rabbi Chia would agree that the Rav should actually approach the butcher. In the Gemara's case, the Talmud would have been embarrassed in front of the whole class, right? Because when Rabbi said, who had the whole garlic? Here, Rav Adler could have just approached the butcher in private. Right? And at the end of the day, the Gemara's case was only cancellation of a single shir. Here, this would be cancellation of many shirim. So maybe even in our case, Rebbe and Rabbi Chia would say that the Rav should really approach the butcher. However, Rav Zilberstein concludes, the student who ate the garlic in the Gemara should have known that he would offend people. And therefore, Rebbe thought that the Talmud is responsible for his own shame. In our case, the butcher smell is just because he's making his parnasa. And if he's doing a good thing for the tzibur, it's not like he's doing a butcher for himself, he's doing something good for the tzibur, they should have a good shechita. So maybe, says Rav Zerbasi, maybe even Rebbe would agree that the butcher should not be ashamed. Because the Havamina was that Rebbe cares more about Torah, Rebbe Chia cares about caring for Jews. But maybe we'd say even Rebbe wouldn't agree in this case, because Rebbe's the one giving a livelihood and making shechita for the whole community. Well, whatever it is, whether they're learning Torah or not, at the end of the day, when we learn, we have to make sure to be sensitive to other Jews, to sensitive to other people. And specifically, when we come up to specific cases, when we come up to people who maybe sometimes have a foul odor, maybe sometimes davening Shemona Esrei that's annoying us, or that someone is doing something in the middle of our Ben Adam Lamakum, let's make sure that our ben adam lechavero is just as important, and we don't compromise our ben adam lechavero for 1 second for our ben adam lamakom. As we know, what was the galus of the Chavetz Chaim? Rav Hutner said. Rav Hutner said the galus of the Chavetz Chaim was at the same pen who wrote the Mishnah Brura, the same pen who wrote everything about ben adam lamakom, had to act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wrote the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, Ben Adam Lechavero, interpersonal people. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to work on Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lechavero, all in one, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.